Velcro Membranes by Heather Plett. When I talk about holding space for ourselves, I often introduce the concept of psychic membranes, the container in which we can protect, nourish, and support ourselves. I use a cell membrane as a metaphor for what it means to have healthy boundaries that allow nourishment in, keep harm out, connect us with others, and maintain homeostasis, which is the similar pressure inside and outside the cell. In my book, I go on to imagine how our psychic membranes interact with each other and how we can stretch them into bowls in order to hold space for people. With intact and healthy membranes, we can do this without threatening anyone's sovereignty. A new version of this metaphor has emerged for me lately, and that's the idea of Velcro membranes. When a healthy membrane interacts with another healthy membrane, those two cells can support each other without becoming enmeshed or codependent. They are autonomous beings who have a supportive social contract between them that allows them to choose when and how they wish to be in contact with each other. Healthy membranes allow us to form consent-based environments. Unfortunately, that kind of healthy interaction doesn't always happen, and many of us have scars, emotional and physical, from the times it didn't work that way. Sometimes we do harm to each other, and sometimes we develop unhealthy attachment systems. Unhealthy attachments can look like membranes that have Velcro on their surfaces. Now, instead of coming into contact and maintaining the freedom to choose how and when to interact, the two cells become hooked in a way that doesn't support the growth and sovereignty of either. The relationship is now codependent and enmeshed, and the membranes can't move independently of each other. Let's imagine that the trauma in our lives turns into Velcro on the surface of our membranes. Some of us develop loops and some of us develop hooks, or some combination of the two, and both are attempts to get our needs met. Those of us with loops can easily be hooked in and abused or manipulated by someone because our traumatized brains convince us that hook people will help us get our needs met. Those of us with hooks become abusers and manipulators, and we hook other people in to try to coerce them into meeting our needs. Those of us with a combination can be both abusers and abused. The only way to stop hooking or being hooked is to work on healing the trauma that created the Velcro. As trauma heals, it's like cutting the loops and hooks so that the membrane surface is now covered with nothing more than short threads that are difficult to attach to. A healed membrane allows you to begin to enter the relationship in a new way. It allows you to explore what a generative social contract might look like, where the best interests of each party are prioritized. What will you do to start cutting the loops and hooks on the surface of your membrane? And what might need to be done in order to disentangle yourself from those people with whom you've become enmeshed?